about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Well, the latest on the New Zealand's Christchurch earthquakes, looks like a series of earthquakes has hit throughout the last few hours. The first one was a 5.8 magnitude quake. No injuries, no damage. 16 miles north of Christchurch, 2.5 miles deep. And then minutes later, a 5.3 magnitude aftershock hit. And then another 5.8 magnitude tremor. Right now, there has been a couple injuries, no deaths. Yes, there has been some damage, but so far, it's been mild. So as we get more information in, we will keep you posted. Thank you all for tuning in. I know you have plenty of choices, and I am so grateful for those of you that listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and extremely grateful to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working the dials, and we've had a great show thus far, and we will continue to have one this next hour. A lot of good information to give you. But, of course, would love to hear from you. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Our email at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, some good news. Remember with the France breast implant issues, the poly-implant prothese recall, many people were concerned that this did extend to other countries. Right now in Italy, they're trying to find anybody who possibly had the French implant done because of the risk of rupture and possible link to cancer. But from what we understand, there has been no Americans that have used the PIP poly implant prosthesis breast implant. And if that's the case, then at least we could kind of breathe a sigh of relief. I believe France is going to make a decision within the next few hours whether they are going to do a mandatory recall of all these breast implants in 30,000 women, which means 60,000 breast implants are going to be, you know, jumping around the place. Very difficult to tell a person to have that surgery again. I've never had implant surgery, but I have had some nip-tuck, and you're down for the count for a while. So, you know, true, you don't want something in you that could rupture and cause issues, but not the easiest thing to go through twice. Let's just say that. I mean, you go through it twice, obviously, the first set, but it's still one event, okay? All right, this was kind of a little shocking. Now, remember the whole underwear bomber, right? Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, right? If I'm pronouncing it right. Remember last Christmas? Okay, he had he's the underwear bomber. And when he was on the plane, the person that jumped him, all right, as he tried to blow up the Detroit-bound airliner, now is suing the airlines, okay? Let me see if they have his name. They say the New York man has sued two airlines for $10 million in damages for injuries he said he incurred when he jumped on a Nigerian man who tried to blow up the airliner. Theophilus Moranga is his name, filed the lawsuit against Delta Airlines, Air France, and, of course, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who awaits his sentencing. Moranga claims the airlines were negligent to let him aboard. He's right about that. Although, how do you really get into the crux of someone's underwear? I mean, that because of this jerk, now we have all the TSA pat downs. I mean, and still, they don't pat you down, thank heavens, but they aren't really patting you down where this particular guy had the, well, the quote-unquote bomb, right? It was really up in there where the panty liner goes. And that's not where they screen. So these TSA pat-downs are kind of, you know, useless. So they say he suffered numerous injuries after jumping on Abdulmutallab when he tried to bring down... Oh, this was 2 years ago. It wasn't even last year. It was 2 years ago. Amsterdam to Detroit flight with 290 people on board. See, here's the thing. Why is this going this far? How come 2 years ago the airline didn't thank the man, the airline didn't take care of, you know, there's an insurance policy for this. You see, whenever we had a code on the plane and I would help, they didn't have to do it, but they always would come up to any of the doctors or people that helped and say, look, thank you for helping, and they'd give a voucher or something. I mean, they don't have to, but that's just helping with a code. I mean, this guy stopped a bomb on a plane. Why, 2 years later, does he have to sue? I mean, why didn't, you know, but maybe they aren't giving us the whole story. Maybe they did. Maybe they did pay for his injuries and something else is going on. I don't know. But you think they would have, you know, made this guy out to be a hero. Or maybe this is his way of, you know, getting his 15 minutes of fame. All right. We didn't know who Theophilus Moranga was before this, did we? I didn't know this was the guy that jumped him. We knew passengers jumped him. He's probably sitting there watching the news game, but that was me. That was me. I'm the one that stopped it. Yeah, he is a hero. He is a hero. They really should have. Unfortunately, though, you know, this isn't the best way to do it. Suing 2 years later. All right. Now people are going to think you're greedy. But, you know, thank you for doing what you did. All right, guys. Okay. This is kind of interesting. There's a study coming out now saying we are causing our little babies to be addicted to salt at the early age of 6 months. They did a study, and they said, look, 2 months old, they really don't care. They're indifferent to saline solution. But by 6 months, they developed a taste, and the babies who had already begun eating starchy food and sodium-packed morsels and Cheerios and et cetera, they wanted, I didn't realize Cheerios were salty, all right? French fries are salty, but you can't get that to a six-month-old. They wanted it more and more. So there's actually what they feel is a possible addiction. I would hate to say addiction, but of course they like salt. Remember, their tongue is developing. They're developing taste. All right. I don't know if you've ever eaten baby food, but it stinks. Baby food is disgusting. Nobody wants to eat baby food, of course. What do you think? All right. But if you don't want your kids to increase their sodium intake, you want to then avoid any salty foods. Okay. Now, not that any of you are giving your 6-month-old a potato chip. You shouldn't be. All right. 6 months old should not be getting potato chips to begin with. But, you know, just when you start to mash up food, try to do low salt. Whatever you do, try to do low salt and not get them used to it. But I got to tell you, with my babies, we tried to do the vegetables first and then fruit. Didn't work. They still don't eat their vegetables now. Not working. All right, guys, when we come back from break, more medical news, more highlights and your questions. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Nick Wadino with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, so in entertainment news, I guess Katie Couric is split up with her boyfriend of 5 years, who is actually about 17 years younger than she is. I feel bad. I don't think any relationship should split. Just, I think it's very difficult. I don't think I could date somebody 17 years younger than me. That'd only be two. All right. Okay, yeah, that'd be a little older than that. But, yeah, so unfortunately they split. Adam Lambert almost had a split, but he ended up in jail. Adam Lambert was with his boyfriend in Finland. His boyfriend is a Finnish reality TV star named Sauli Koskinen. Now, Adam Lambert, remember American Idol. We all thought he was going to win, but he lost to somebody who we all don't know, Chris something. I don't know, but Adam Lambert, we remember. And he, I guess, got into a fight and was slapping. And I guess there was an innocent bystander that tried to break the two up. He hit her, ends up in jail. All right, so that's what's going on there. Okay, and then Congressman Anthony Weiner. Right, yeah, the whole Twitter Wienergate actually gave birth to a son, Jordan. Well, the wife did. So congratulations to them. She had amazing grace and strength throughout that whole scandal. I guess the news broke that she was pregnant just about a week or two after everything had gone down. But, looks like baby's doing good, and congratulations to them. Gosh, I tell you, all right. Oh, but also in Hollywood news, X Factor winner is Melanie Amaro. Love the X Factor. I think she was absolutely amazing, well deserved. For those of you that remember early on in the series, she actually didn't make it to, I guess, the initial cut. And Simon Cowell went back, said, you know what, I made a mistake. We're going to bring you back. And I was shocked because I saw this woman from the beginning, thought she was amazing. Her, Josh Krajicek, Rachel Crowe, they were all really good. And nice. So that is Hollywood news. There we go. I love entertainment news. Entertainment news is fun. All right. Okay, so let's talk about this. Build-A-Bear Workshop has to pay $600,000 fine. We're talking about Build-A-Bear. You know where you go and you build a bear and, you know, you find the bear and then you dress him up and then you end up spending $100 on a teddy bear when you didn't want to. Well, anyway, Build-A-Bear Workshop has to pay a $600,000 fine for a defective toy beach chair. All right. Apparently, this beach chair has agreed to a fine to settle allegations that the company knew the toys were hazardous long before it reported the defect to CPSC, now, which is the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The agency alleges that Build-A-Bear began receiving reports that the toy chairs, also sold as an accessory for the animals, were capable of pinching, lacerating, or amputating the child's fingertip if the finger was caught. However, it waited until March 2009 to report the defect. That's scary. Build-A-Bear admitted no wrongdoing as a provision of the settlement December 6. Wow. Apparently 200,000 of these toy chairs were sold between 2001 and 2008. You see, I mean, here's the thing. I understand it's a cute idea. You get the bear, you get to dress him up, you get to dress up as a doctor. In fact, we do a Christmas tree every year for Opportunity Village, and we do a little medical tree, and we have a Build-A-Bear on there, the Build-A-Bear doctor. It's cute. You know, so I get it, you know, but just, oh my gosh. You know, once the child hurts themselves, okay, you do something. Now, this is kind of frightening. Okay, there was a boy throwing rocks at cars in San Diego. So as cars were driving by, he's just throwing rocks at them. Yet one passenger takes out a crossbow and fires it at the kid. Now, he was shot in the abdomen, was taken to the hospital. They say luckily his injuries aren't life-threatening. All right. We don't know if he's been released from the hospital yet, but crazy. Officer Dino Delimitrio says the boy and a friend were throwing rocks in the Linda Vista neighborhood Monday afternoon when a passenger in a black Toyota RAV4 pulled out a crossbow and fired. It's a kid. Oh, but I got to tell you, man, parents, don't let your kids throw stuff. Remember, there's a lot of kooks out there. Someone's going to shoot your kid throwing rocks at their car. I mean, they're both wrong. One's more wrong than the other. But, you know, parents, just, you know, watch your kids. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I remember you would play outside. My mom would just, you know, my mom would cook. I got the hell out of there because I didn't like the smell of the house when she would cook. And, you know, you went outside and played and did stuff and, you know, went around the corner when you weren't supposed to. You know, now we watch our kids a lot closer. But if my kid threw a stone at someone's car, I would make them pay the damage. Oh, my gosh. Now, they wouldn't be happy. They really wouldn't be happy. Okay, speaking about kids and play toys, we talked about this earlier this hour. There are certain toys where the noise level could be hazardous and actually cause a deficit in hearing. All right, apparently 24 popular toys have decibels above the 100 level when 85 should be the max. All right. And that kind of equals a power mower, a chainsaw, subway train. I mean, that is loud. OK, the American Academy of Otolaryngology says extended unprotected exposure to sounds above 85 decibels can lead to hearing damage. Crazy, crazy. All right. They say generally toys are safe if used properly. All right. But we tested the sound levels at the speaker level and then 12 inches later or 12 inches farther, and which is basically the length of a toddler's arm. And this is what they came up with. OK, so, you know, this Elmo toy, Sesame Street's Let's Rock Elmo. I've seen it in Walmart, seen a lot of stores. Remember, 85 should be the max. It's 95 decibels right there at the speaker. All right. 74 at arm's length. Road Rippers Lightning Rods, IMT Pain Microphone, Tonka Mighty Motorized Fire Engine, Marvel Super Show Captain America, some VTech Maginal Learning Wands, Green Lantern. So, you know, your kids are playing, but the sounds are so high that it could be damaging their ears. And, again, you know, when they check for safety, they should also check, which makes sense, for decibels. They should. Why not? So, you know, I mean, you don't think about these things. These companies don't. Now, this is a study I like. There's a lot of stupid studies. This is a study I like. Good study. All right, now, remember all that hoopla about chronic fatigue syndrome being caused by a virus? Well, the journal Science has actually decided to officially retract the original research paper that first suggested chronic fatigue was a virus. Okay, it was called the XMRV virus, typically found in mice. The original paper from scientists from Whitmore Peterson Institute in Reno, Nevada, first published in 2009, said that XMRV was found in blood samples of patients with chronic fatigue. But since then, no other studies have been able to duplicate the findings. So now they want to go back to the drawing board. But it's kind of rare when you see, you know, a paper go, look, we are going to just retract this. Now, the researchers from the Reno Institute still stand behind their original results. Okay, they're not going to, you know, retract. They got grants. This is what they found. But they haven't been able to validated. The journal declared in May that the paper's validity was seriously in question after two studies suggested the viral link may have been due to contaminated lab samples. Then in September, a new study found no link between the XMRV virus and chronic fatigue. Okay, so for those of us with, take a radios, people. For those of us with chronic fatigue, we're going back to the drawing board. All right, no, it's not a virus. It's not like we got a virus. All right, there could be other issues of chronic fatigue. Personally, I think nutrition is a biggie. I think lack of sleep. I think sleep apnea. And I think some of us just need more sleep than others. I mean, I have always needed sleep. Yes, I could probably be diagnosed with chronic fatigue, but I've just always needed sleep. I need naps. If I only get 4 or 5 hours sleep, I don't do well the next day. I mean, I just need sleep. I'm just a person that does. There's other people that don't need sleep as much as other people that do. And, you know, I think, you know, having chronic fatigue could be very debilitating. It could be. I mean, you know, some people sleep in, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. They really don't get much done. And so I think they do need to look more into it and see if they, you know, find some sort of treatment, cure. That'd be nice. But it just, it stinks because they were going through this whole virus thing and now they have to retract it and go back to square one. Maybe they won't figure it out. Maybe they won't. Maybe chronic fatigue is going to be divided into 3 or 4 different syndromes. So it'll be interesting to see with that. All right. We're going to be coming up on break. A lot more to talk about. Looks like homeless people die 30 years younger. And a study came out today saying that teenagers, if they argue with their moms, actually will do better in terms of peer pressure. Right? Argue with their moms. Actually, they say hold their own. Hold their own, really? Really? All right. So I think this is their way of trying to get kids to stand up to their parents, which I don't like. And there's also a caffeine inhaler that is going to be coming on the market, an actual inhaler where kids can take a hit of caffeine. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Need to watch out for holiday scams. All right. Now, one that I didn't know about, but it actually did happen to us, is this gift card scam. Now, what happens is there are people that scout out these stores. And you know how the gift cards aren't activated? You have loads of gift cards now in grocery stores or Best Buy or, you know. And so you have these gift cards and, you know, $100, $200, $50, etc. And people actually write the numbers down. They get the number secretly. I don't know how they do it. Okay? So now here comes the shopper. They take the gift card. They go up to the counter. The gift card becomes activated. Once they see that the shopper activates it, they go online and use it. So then you give it as a gift. You give it to somebody. Obviously, some time has passed, right? And by the time that person tries to use it, there's a zero balance. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten gift cards with a zero balance. And it's awkward because I kind of like to tell people. I kind of like to tell them, look, guys, thank you so much, but you had to know it was a zero balance. You know, I don't mind. I just, somebody stole from you. And I didn't know how that could happen. We thought somebody took the card, ran to the mall. Well, it turns out that's how it happens. And so my recommendation, from what I've seen from sources, they are recommending what you do is you get one of the cards in the back. You know, remember, many of these people, they can only do it one, you know, I think what they do is they pretend like they're buying the gift card. So they take the gift card, then as they're walking down the aisles, they take the number, scan the number, whatever. Then they put that gift card back. Once they know it's activated, they use it, etc. And of course, they put it back on top. So if you could get one from the back, something that somebody would have to pick through, or only buy gift cards that are behind the counter. This way, people can't go back and forth and grab them. All right, that's what you do. Also, actually, I'm reading here the Nevada Attorney General gave a lot of us out here in Nevada holiday scams. They told us what to watch out for. Of course, you know, you don't want to give out your personal financial information over the phone. You're going to have people that are going to try to do the sale over the phone. I wouldn't do that. Not that I really feel that the computer is safe. Something to think about. They say thoroughly review your financial statements for any unusual activity, immediately contacting the company if an item looks suspicious. You should be doing this anyway. Remember I told you I worked with somebody, a waiter when we were waiting tables, who would take the carbon receipt and add a one to the tip, right? So his $5 tip turned into $15. Right? You know, so you should be, you know, he goes, people don't look. You need to look. Shred or destroy credit card statements, bills, insurance papers, or bank statements when throwing them out. Absolutely. You all know that. When making a credit card purchase, they recommend ask for the carbons if the retailer is not using carbonless forms. Yeah, because somebody steals a carbon. That happened to me. Someone stole the carbon, then use my card. Carry only one or two credit cards in your wallet. Easy for me. Everything else is maxed. I only have one credit card that has any room still on it. Do not carry your Social Security card in your wallet. That's a no-brainer. Be wary of anyone calling to confirm personal financial information. Often these are criminals trying to obtain these facts under the guise of confirmation. Yeah, nobody should be calling you, confirming you. They shouldn't. Share your Social Security number only when absolutely necessary or when required by law. Yeah, don't use your Social Security as a password by any means. When creating passwords and PINs, do not use anything that could be discovered easily by thieves. Remember we talked about that? The worst passwords that are out there, right? Like password is used. Password, you can't be using password as a password. Everyone knows that. 1234, 1111. You know, these people, they know that, right? PINs. Don't use PINS for your PINs. You know, come up with something that nobody would know. Memorize all your passwords, of course, and PINs. Now, this is smart. Keep a list or photocopy of all your credit cards so you can quickly contact your creditors in case the cards are lost or stolen. All right? I'm getting this from Fox 5 Vegas. A good list. I like this. Never toss ATM and credit card receipts in a public trash container. Again, no-brainer. Watch the mail when you are expecting a new credit card. Immediately contact the insurer if the card does not arrive. That people will go through your mailbox. It's illegal what they do. Avoid paying by credit card if you think the business does not use adequate safeguards to protect your personal information. And then be careful before you use a credit card or supply personal information online, of course. And, you know, we talked about this, too. There's a lot of companies that when you price shop, the company you get is a scam company. Remember, the government went after at least 100 online companies that had scams Black Friday. I mean, I would almost rather you spend the extra couple bucks and go to the brand name store. Now, I guess what happened with Best Buy? I don't have that. I guess there was something happened with Best Buy where so many people ordered online that they don't have enough of the product. So they've had to cancel orders. God, I wish I could find that study, that story. Oh, that probably ticked a lot of people off. All right. And I mean, Best Buy is a good company, but boy, is that going to make people mad. Oh, that's going to make people mad. But anyway, you know, I would go to a store that you trust. I mean, you know, we do a lot of things by mail. I got to tell you, the easiest thing is gift card. It really is. I think the gift card is one of the easiest things. And I love those email gift cards like Amazon or eBay or whatever. Any store. You do it emails. You don't have to spend any money on shipping. And the email is supposed to be sent immediately. Although I bought something for hubby for our anniversary. It's our anniversary. Yeah, it's our anniversary. 15 years. I know. I'm working. I always work. We'll celebrate it on the weekend. It's okay. We've been married 15 years. What are we going to do that's new, honestly? But anyway, I bought him a Bass Pro gift card. I did the email, and come to think of it, he never got it. And I did it 20 hours ago. So, you do have to be on top of everything. Maybe they're just backlogged. But still, at least with the email, you have something you could kind of trace or chase. Okay. All right. So what's going on here? Arguing with mom protects teens from peer pressure. There's a study from the University of Virginia that looked at about 150 families, and they found that those that expressed their opinions more or held their own in family discussions were better at standing up to peer influences to use drugs or consume alcohol. So if you backtalk your mom, really, you're not going to use drugs or alcohol? Look, I think I know where they're going with this, okay? You want an independent thinker. You want someone independent, somebody that could say no. I get that. So someone that's going to be a little more noisy in the family rather than the easygoing one will hopefully probably bark no to their friends. That makes sense, but I'm going to tell you, okay, kids don't act that way. They act completely different with their friends than they do with their parents, honestly. Okay, you could be very vocal in the family. You could think you're the head honcho, but then you get into a group, you immediately fall into your place. And it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary how kids do this. So I really hope nobody's encouraging kids to backtalk to their parents, honestly. All right. Just because you backtalk, it'll be better in terms of dealing with your peers. No, you backtalk, you're going to get a backhand. Okay. That just doesn't fly. It doesn't fly at all. All right. Oh, I tell you, I don't understand these. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really wanted to find that Best Buy. I want to find out what they had to. I want to know, was it iPhones? Was it iPads? What happened? Dang, I got to find that. Shoot. Okay, I really want to talk about that. Okay, homeless people die 30 years younger. Well, of course they do. All right. Apparently, a study found that the average homeless person has a life expectancy of 47 compared to 77 for the rest of the population. Drug and alcohol abuse account for a third of all deaths among the homeless. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, this isn't anything new. Homeless people are 9 times more likely to commit suicide than the rest of the population, and deaths as a result of traffic accidents are also 3 times more common. I know. It hurts. It hurts when you see these people. You know, they're homeless and they, you know, nowhere to go, and they're freezing. The problem is there's somebody near our neighborhood that we try to give to. And I don't know if she has schizophrenia or something, but she gets violent. She wants to throw something at you. So I got the kids in the car. I'm thinking I'm helping her. Meanwhile, I'm putting them at risk because she wants to go after us. She's mad. So it's a shame because everyone wants to help her and she fights it. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again, not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Medical Talk Radio. Brigitte Nielsen, remember the ex-wife of Sylvester Stallone? Beautiful, tall, blonde lady. She was in, I think, not Back to the Future, the Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop 2. Yeah, she had been hospitalized after being hit by a drunk driver. And from what I understand, this is in California. She was a passenger in a 2006 Porsche Cayenne, struck from behind. Apparently, it caused a three-car pileup. She sustained injuries to her neck and back, transferred to a nearby hospital, but I guess she is home. Brigitte Nielsen, it was kind of interesting because I hadn't thought about her, seen a movie with her in years, and last night we were watching Rocky IV. We thought we'd let our kids see the Rocky series. You know, we didn't know if they'd be interested, you know, especially the one from the 70s. And my younger son loved them. So he's seen 1, 2, 3. Last night we did 4. And we, you know, when 4 was on, Brigitte Nielsen is in that movie. And we, you know, we told him how she used to date Sylvester Stallone, et cetera. And while we were talking about it, probably is when this happened. That's what's so weird. You know, just, man, crazy stuff, crazy. Okay. Also, crazy news, caffeine inhalers. Yeah, caffeine inhalers are going to be on the market. No age restriction. Over the counter, it's called AeroShot Pure Energy Caffeine Inhaler. It's a yellow and gray canister of caffeine powder and B vitamins. It's going to look like a tube of lipstick. It's going to be on the store shelves in about a month. No age restriction. Of course, it's recommended not for anybody under 12, but 12 and older. But you know these kids are going to get it because that's going to be the new big thing. Of course, this is a big problem for those of us that don't want kids to have alcohol and caffeine at the same time or even take on too much caffeine. They say doctors say it may carry neurological and cardiovascular risks. Yes, duh. So FDA has already stopped sales of caffeinated alcoholic beverages, but people can still mix the two. Now, apparently AeroShot offers 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same amount as a large cup of coffee. Now, I don't drink coffee. Donovan and I were talking about that. I need to have my coffee, like, sweet, tasty, and by that time, it has so many calories, I don't like it. But we were talking about caffeine about a week or two ago on the show, where 100 milligrams should be the max a child gets, if that, per day. And this canister gives you 100 in a bolt. Also, keep in mind the danger, all right? If you drink coffee, you're sipping it. You're sipping it slow because it's hot, just like tea. All right. Sometimes sodas, you kind of sip your soda. I mean, I know some people guzzle soda, especially Mountain Dew, which you shouldn't do. But coffee, you sip it slow. This is going to be one big jolt of caffeine. I don't see how this is going to bode well. I really don't. So again, watch your kids. Make sure that they don't buy this product when they do, you know? All right, in news today, Walmart and other stores have had to take off the shelves Enfamil newborn formula. Apparently there was a baby who had used the formula and it died of a bacterial infection. Another baby also became ill but recovered, luckily. Now, the powdered infant formula is not sterile, so there is a way for bacteria to creep into it. However, they said that all the formula was tested for bacteria before it was shipped. So there's not a recall, but stores now are just taking it off the shelves as a precaution. 3,000 stores nationwide alone with Walmart. They aren't giving us the name of the bacteria. We don't know if it's Salmonella, we aren't sure what it is, but that's what's happening with that. Okay, also in medical news today, very interesting. They were saying how men should probably get flu shots in the morning, whereas women could still get them in the afternoon. They say men's circadian cycle and the way their body, deals with an immune response would probably fare better if they got their shot in the morning. And so, personally, I think we all would do better if we got in the morning, although there was a study last month saying little children, when they get their pediatric shots, it should be done in the afternoon. They say their immune system is better then. I don't know. Just get the damn shot if you can, okay? You know, if you can't do it in the morning because of work, just get it. Just get it, yeah. But what this does signify is you need to get the shot when you are hopefully, I mean, ideally, if you're going to get the shot, you're going to go through the flu shot, go through the expense of the flu shot, even though it's not too expensive. You want to do it when you think you're going to get the most bang for your buck. So if your immune system is going to be higher in the morning, then great. I say do it when you feel better. You guys know when you feel better. If you think you're stronger in the morning, great. If you're like, nope, not morning, night, then do it at night or end of day. Okay. Now, looks like gas and reflux is on the rise. They were saying more and more people now are complaining of acid reflux. They say the study looked at 30,000 people in Norway for 11 years. When the study started, 11.6% of the people reported acid reflux heartburn. Yet at the end of the study, 17.1% complained. So it actually went up pretty significantly. They said a 47% increase. Now, we worry a lot about acid and its changes to the esophagus. We've talked about Barrett's esophagus on the show. We've talked about heartburn, ways to decrease it. But I always recommend endoscopy. I think getting an upper endoscopy, an EGD, to take a look, make sure the tissue looks good. They will do some biopsies. You will be sedated. But anybody that has chronic reflux, you need to get checked. You need to make sure the acid that is going up into your esophagus isn't causing changes and causing changes such that you can later have the tissue turn to Barrett's esophagus and then an actual cancer. Now, I love history, so I was looking up some history on endoscopy, and this is interesting. They say endoscopy, right, looking through an orifice, was described by Hippocrates in Greece. Leave it to the Greeks, right? Right, about 400 B.C. They say he was the first to make reference to a rectal speculum. Right? Yeah. Yeah, look at what's on my kitchen table. And then at the same time, the first simple speculum for gynecological endoscopy had emerged. So really, 400 BC, they were already looking at orifices. Then they said an actual three-bladed vaginal speculum was found in Pompeii's ruins. It wasn't found in Pompeii's vagina. It was found in Pompeii's ruins, 70 AD. And they said it was very similar to the modern vaginal speculum. And so I have a speculum from the, the late 1800s, early 1900s. It looks almost identical. Except this sucker they're talking about was three-bladed. That doesn't sound very good. All right, then Philip Bozzini, who lived around the late 1700s, developed a light conductor, which he called the Licht lighter. It directed light into the internal cavities of the body and then redirected to the eye of the observer. But Bozzini's invention, they said, founded the principles that guided the development of endoscopy. Founded. Don't you hate when they do a typo? Then it makes me look like an idiot. Founded. All right. Then John Fisher, these guys get credit, early 1800s, described an endoscope to inspect the vagina, he said. Or he didn't say, they say. And he modified it to examine the bladder and the urethra. How fun. All right. Then a French surgeon, de Zormiot, first introduced the Licht lighter of Bozzini to a patient. The patient probably said, say what? For many, he is considered the father of endoscopy. Really? Let's thank him. The instrument had a system of mirrors and lenses. The light source was a lamp flame. Oh, that's interesting. The endoscope burned a mixture of alcohol and turpentine. Licht lighter was mainly used for urological cases, but its major complication, no surprise, was burns to the patient. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. No flammable fluid in my Lily. Okay, then Maximilian Nitzsche, they said, created the first electrical light bulb as the light source. Now, we all thought Thomas Edison created the first light bulb, but he didn't. He actually created the light bulb that we all know and use, right? But it was an adaptation of an earlier invention, probably from this Maximilian guy. All right, it was used for urological procedures, and then he made this incandescent bulb. Then George Kelling did a scope in the abdominal cavity, meaning up the tushy, called a coleoscope. Then all these other scopes started to come. Organoscope, a proctoscope, oh my gosh, half inch in diameter. He used an ordinary light as a light source. Yeah, we still do this today. When we do anoscopy, yeah, oh man, we got to finish on this note. Yeah, you just use a light. You could use your iPhone light. When you do anoscopy, it's easy. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You have a great Hanukkah, great Christmas. We'll be back tomorrow, me and Donovan, hitting the airwaves. You all be safe.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.